Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Yes, we're off again on another fabulous Fly Me to the Moon audio podcast. Not really accompanying a paper edition, because we already had a paper edition, haven't we, Rob Nichols?
We've had one a month ago.
Seems like that month ago on, which of course was currently being commented on by Heather Errington, who's with us before she walks out of the studio in disgust at the cover. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Bob Fisher, but you know, I know it's,
it wasn't Bob Fisher's cover.
No,
it's the first cover Bob Fisher hasn't done for about a decade.
Oh, so yeah. Who takes the responsibility of the wrath of Errington?
It goes by the name of Specky Guess.
That's exactly the point.
Heather, clearly, you know, that's it's a specky get.
Did he take his specs off to do it, or because that is one?
Let's describe it for the benefit of the listener. Jenny, would you like to just this Jenny Finch, of course, in for Fly Me to the Moon. We've got two wonderful co-presenters for Fly Me to the Moon. Jenny, your description of obviously it's a pun on the Jordan Road signing.
I managed to get that. Mm-hmm. Well, it has the usual striking logos at the top and the price on the cover in a big red circle. Yeah. In the middle, we have another Jordan, who appears to be stripping for action, with a large smile, and underneath it says, Jordan Latest, The Price is Right. I'm not sure she'd get a place in the team.
I think the speech bubble was finally going to up top. Just above her bra is the thing that got me, I think, the most.
I can't read it from here, fortunately. Yeah. I'm a happy bunny.
Did any of the customers, Rob, actually sort of comment on the semiotical and semiological underpinnings of this textual analysis?
I would be very surprised if any of the customers didn't comment. I've never had as many comments selling the fanzine ever, and I've never had as many people going past me with, like, literally their eyes bulging out of their heads. And, yes, it was...
So maybe we can get more sales, Specky Guess.
It's possible.
It just goes to show, sometimes, you know, all right, we've lost Zoo Magazine, we've lost Nuts, you know, we've lost FHM, but now FMTTM could actually step into the breach with Specky Get to the fore.
Shamer.
There we are. Okay, let's move on, because some interesting results. Well, we're not going to comment on the FIFA breaking news that just has taken place, but apparently FIFA is reorganising all sorts of things.
Oh, it is, yes.
Elections, that's right. So it's all done in Switzerland, so it'd be open to all, no doubt, not. But in terms of Boris continues to know, clearly Atikarank has decided to ensure that the rest of the teams have a chance, really.
Well, we've hopefully finally come out of our winless run of five games with a 3-1 win against Cardiff, and let's hope now we can go on we can put that behind us and start winning back-to-back games, because I think we're the sort of team that have it in us to win game after game, not just win and draw. But you're right, we gave everyone a chance to catch us up, and I think people started to have doubts. Well, we definitely had doubts. And obviously we spent a lot of money in January. Hopefully those players start to click into place now.
And Harry Chapman's gone to Barnsley.
He has, yes, because unfortunately the youngsters got knocked out of Europe. They'd been playing right around Europe, and they were beaten 1-0 by Paris Saint-Germain, which they're not a bad outfit, are they, Alex?
They've got some money, I think, you know. They've got Laurent Blanc in charge. So
yes.
Doing their whole thing. So,
so they were knocked out in midweek, and so now he's one of the sort of stars of the future. And now he's got a chance to actually play at League One level, isn't it, Barnsley? That was pretty good, you know.
So good stuff about that. Heather, we will obviously talk to you a little bit on this programme about football and other things. What are your views on how Borough are doing at present?
Well, like I said before, Rob, I am not a true supporter of the Borough. I'm not a true supporter of any football. I'll have you know, I'm rugby, as me and Jenny have discussed before.
Because there is a family connection, of course, with the rugby.
There is.
Go on, you can share it with us. It's just the listeners that are sort of tuned in. Your family connection with rugby is?
You know what? I forgot his name.
Oh, no.
Wait there, what's his name? What is my uncle's name?
And suddenly Heather forgets her uncle's name.
She's pulling details up here. My auntie Claire's married to him.
Yeah, well, we should hope so. That's marvellous.
Oh, yes.
She is.
And is he an England player?
Yeah.
sure you're playing McKenna.
He is indeed. Yes, yes. It's coming together nicely. We can always fill, obviously, Jenny, by sharing some of the tributes we'll be sharing with the listener and Fly Me to the Moon, of course, of the Borough legend, the voice of the Borough, Alistair Brown.
Yes.
One of the things this week, one of the sad things about this whole system, Rob, is that Alistair's no more. I mean, we were going to run his iDance, but we thought, no, it'd be a bit walkish, really, at this stage, when he ran for the whole thing. Have we got...
I've completely forgot his name.
Damn it. Heather's trying to find out the rugby player she is related to.
Well, we can go back to a previous podcast where you mentioned it, so all the listeners can go back to that.
Sometimes the short-term memory, Jenny, of course, is the first thing to begin to go.
Yes.
With respect to the next generation. And maybe it's just too much screen time. That's all I can say. Too much screen time, too much scenarios at that point. Let's go back to Alistair Brown. We had the
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very moving day. I think, first of all, Tuesday... well, going back to, obviously, sadly, his death just over a week ago, which was announced on the day of the Leeds match, which was, it was after we were going to a match, but there was great sadness and, but fantastic that the Leeds club got on board and put his picture on the big screen and everybody, everybody together chanted his name throughout the stadium. Then, of course, this week on the Tuesday, it was a chance for people to go and have a look at the gates that be decked with tributes. And then that game meant a lot in terms of remembering Alistair Brownlee as well as the Middlesbrough winning. And it was a feeling that we won it for him. And then obviously.
After being one goal.
1-0 down, yes, absolutely.
It's almost one of his commentaries was coming to life.
Yes, yes, it's been a long time since we turned a game like that. Then of course on Thursday the whole town really came out for him. I left my house at Ayresome Park and saw that already people were lining the streets and lining down Ayresome Street and then down Linthorpe Road. I was quite staggered. And then to the stadium where there was 5,000 people and waiting for the funeral cortege to come in the stadium as it came in, which is unique. It's never ever happened. There's never ever been a funeral pass through a stadium before. As it came in, of course, it's total silence. Everyone stands up. And then as the cars slowly drew past and came to a halt, there was spontaneous applause, and you thought at first I shouldn't applaud, and then chants, and it was very moving indeed.
If it hadn't been for Alistair Brownlee, we might not have had Jenny Finch hosting Book of the Month. Explain, Jenny.
Well, when I published my first book, I was invited to go on the other radio stations.
Sorry.
Early morning.
There are a few that are.
There are a few. Radio, BBC Radio Tees had a very early morning Saturday writer's slot, and I was invited to go on there. I'd never been on the radio before. I was very nervous, and it was hosted by Ali Brownlee, and he was absolutely lovely. He was kind, he was encouraging, he asked just the right questions, and he gave me so much confidence. It was a very positive experience. And I think if it hadn't been for that, I'd never have gone back to radio, and I probably wouldn't be here today. So thank you, Ali Brownlee.
And I know when he took part in several of the shows that the Hurst brothers used to put together, which were unashamedly Borough Bias shows on Tuesday evenings, he turned up a few times, and full round of applause, I think. Well done. And we will always remember the genius that was Alistair Brownlee, and so on. And I'm sure, as Eitel Karanka has actually said, because he was quite a fan of Alistair Brownlee, he sees him as the man in heaven to actually guarantee the promotion system.
Yeah.
Have we tracked down your relative then,
Richie? Yeah, Richie, yes. I went completely blank. How bad is that? Sorry, Richie. I do really apologise for that. Yeah, no, Richie. He married into my family.
Richie,
to the lovely Claire.
There we are, you see. And indeed, you're shortly becoming an aunt, are you not?
Yes, I am. My sister's having a baby girl.
There you are. And that's what Heather Errington has brought to the day time today, you see.
And in regards to Middlesbrough, as I said, I don't follow them. but are we going up? That is the question.
That is the question. And hopefully we go somewhere to answering it, because we've got game after game now. Mm. And that's why we need to go on a run where we start beating teams. And that starts tomorrow when we play Fulham. A game that isn't being moved, because the next time we go down to London, an incredible thing. A match has been moved with only 17 days' notice, so currently seeing what we can do about that, because everybody's got all the tickets and all the accommodation booked for Sky TV. But it's kind of an unwritten rule. And that's the problem, being unwritten rule, that you have to give people a month's notice, which isn't enough, because to book a rail ticket, you need 3 months, really. But it was a month, and this time it's been 17 days, which is the least ever. So we're all very annoyed about it. And the football club, Middlesbrough Football Club, has given everybody, or a lot of the fans, has given them £50 refund, which you'll need to top up your rail fare, because it's moved from a Saturday to a Sunday, Sunday afternoon. And, for instance, if you're on a Grand Central, you cannot get a train back. And it also means some people have to stay an extra night in London, etc. So it's really bad. But tomorrow at Fulham, there's none of those problems. And hopefully we come back with 3 points.
And the chance for Ross McCormack to obviously sort of resume battle with the...
It brings us back to last season, which was a critical game at the end of the season, which we needed to win. And we were trailing badly, but we equalised right at the last seconds, and we threw the keeper forward to try and win it, and Ross McCormack broke away and scored, and like totally sunk us. He scored a hat trick. We've been trying to buy him forever, yeah. And all he does is, out of spite, he always scores against us.
And you spent some time trying to buy Jordan Rhodes, and look what happened from that point.
Yes, yes, indeed, yes.
That was funny.
Yes, it was indeed.
And Heather leaves us now to say happy hello to Richie Ayres. Yeah. She will return. Time. Excellent stuff there. Jenny, in the next part of the production, we're going to find out why Rob certainly deserves the mantle of Marathon Man, accompanying Marathon Man and so on, what he's been doing recently as well. It's just quite phenomenal. We'll also be talking a little bit about the upcoming game against Blackburn and indeed some other reflections on Borough's season so far.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 3334. That's 01642 22 3334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium,
225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe? That's the recipe.
If you
would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Excellent. And now...
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Time at the Moon.
Yeah, well, it will be Rob in a few seconds. Yeah. So, Rob, how did you keep going? I mean, first of all, let's set the scene here, because we know that on the Saturday mornings you usually do the park runs.
Yeah.
You've done two, or is it three Middlesbrough 10Ks now, or half four?
Oh, loads.
Yeah, you did a lot of it. So, yeah, you got that sort of level of fitness, etc. But you were accompanying a young man who is doing something even more than that.
He's bionic, isn't he?
And and he's doing it in aid of a very important charity, so share with us what's this connect with.
Guy's called Ben Smith, he's a former Teesside University student. He's sold his house, quit his job, to run 401 marathons in 401 days right round Britain to raise awareness and money for a couple of anti-bullying charities. So when he came to Middlesbrough, some of my friends from Swifties running group organised to try and get as many people to support him as possible, get as much support from schools and a bit of media coverage. And they set off from the town hall about 9:30 in the morning, ran through the Riverside Stadium and then up to Hemlington, to Nunthorpe, past Acklam Wynn School, Captain Cook School Martin, which I went to many years ago, Nunthorpe Primary, and Chandler's Ridge also came out to meet us, and there was a group of about, I don't know, it was about 20-odd runners. People were coming and going as the day went on. We got, like, bacon sandwiches at Hemlington, and then we all had a cup of tea at Stewart Park, which is where I got off. But I did 16 miles, which is more than I've run before. But there was
about 15 and three-quarter miles more than I would actually do.
Yeah. There was two or three people there that ran a marathon for the very first time with him. I think they normally only run 5 or 6 miles. So he's done that around the country. He's inspired people to run further than they've ever done before. And lots of people have run marathons for the first time. And he's also been able to... sort of, put this message across about anti-bullying. And there was a lady there who had been running the day before in Gisborough, because he did Gisborough and around there the day before. And she said her daughter there's been an experience at her daughter's school with bullying. So with this guy running that day and bringing sort of awareness, it really helped her classmates. And, I think that was the thing that if he goes around the country, it could really help individual children and to feel that they're not alone and not isolated, which is, it's always a horrible thing, bullying at school.
401 marathons in 401 days puts Eddie Izzard to shame, doesn't it, Jerry?
It does indeed. That is unbelievable.
So we're talking about, he started in September. He ran on Christmas Day. Think of all the weather we've had through this winter, all the rain.
It hasn't been that bad.
And the wind.
The wind, the rain, the storms. Yeah. He's been there through
it
all.
Got to be a motion picture. Got to be an Academy Award winning motion
picture. He said that after about the first couple of weeks he was running and nobody else turned up at all. He was running on his own. The weather was really bad and his knee popped out. And he's thinking to himself,
why?
I've only got another 350 or whatever marathons to do. But he managed to get through that day, and he was smiling. He loved Middlesbrough. He loved coming back. He said it had changed so much since he'd been here 10 years, and so much for the better. And the sun shone for him all day, and it was one of his favourite days, and that was marathon number 177. So good luck, Ben. He returns to the northeast in March, and he'll be running his way around the northeast. And if he's anywhere near your town, then please...
And I think we should look to do an interview with him, maybe while he's jogging along to get a mobile phone and that sort of thing.
We'll
get that sorted out with that. Ben's, I think a round of applause, folks, for Ben Smith. Well done. Yeah, great stuff. And as you rightly said, Rob, a very worthwhile cause as well. So, Fulham is first up, and then it's away to Blackburn.
Yes.
For Jordan to actually say hello to his former employers.
Absolutely. Obviously, it was the game that was postponed on Boxing Day because of the rain. So it's been a long time coming. But yes, it's really apt that Jordan Rhodes gets to play against his old team twice. I'm sure he'll be starting this time. He didn't start, remember, at the Riverside, somewhat controversially. But hopefully, he created a lot of chances against Cardiff and missed them all. But he's the kind of striker that doesn't bother at all. It doesn't get him down. He thinks, I was in the right place. And that's what's the mark of a great marksman. So I think he'll be converting those chances on Tuesday. I certainly hope so.
Well, it's certainly that notion that if you're not in the position to actually score them, you're not going to score them at all.
No, absolutely.
So you've got to work our way through that. Just looking at the Cardiff City game, were hearts beginning to sink when you went 1-0 down?
Oh, yeah, totally. No, here we go again kind of thing. It was a wonder strike from Fabio, the ex-Man United fullback, from outside the box, but that doesn't make it any... Well, it makes it easier from the fact that you think, well, there's nothing they could have done about that.
Thankfully, they realised the importance of the occasion and scored an own goal.
Yeah, they did. Unbelievable.
Equalised the whole thing.
A player juggling it over his shoulder on the line. It was really hilarious. But, yes, and then we went... We could have the luxury of missing a penalty, which is... That's Grant Ledbetter's first penalty he's ever missed for Middlesbrough. We were able to miss a penalty, though, because...
Ramirez it wasn't. And the Nuge came up with the goods.
They did. Gaston Ramirez... we talk about Jordan Rhodes coming in, but obviously Ramirez was on loan, but a £12 million signing for Southampton, his last club, so he was a big money signing at the time, and he really oozed his class. And, of course, Nugent came on for Rhodes, so that was a controversial thing, but it was fully justified because it really worked well. The two of them combined very well in the later stages of the game. So... It was good that we went from strength to strength in that game as Cardiff sort of suffered. Mm. And hopefully we've got the reserves.
Well, Brighton seem to be erratic. Burnley they possibly do. Putting some sort of run together.
Yes, they are.
Hull City obviously enjoying Arsenal so much they just like to play them as often as they can.
Yes.
It's very much open markets in terms of where you're going to go from. Derby County, again, possibly not quite out of it as well. So
no. There's a lot of games, an awful lot of games. And what I'm thinking is... We've probably got the best squad to deal with those games, but we will have extra games. Hull have got a lot of games, a couple of games and stuff, but we'll have extra games because of our games in hand.
I think Ita Karanka's online at the moment for this very sort of episode, which is exciting. Or maybe it's our marathon runner. Jenny, I know you're more of a rugby gal, but in terms of the likely success of Bury, this is their most successful season, I think, so far. You know, we'll obviously end looking for promotion. You get the vibe in Saltburn that things are looking good?
Absolutely, yes. There was that little bit of a wobble after Christmas, and I thought, oh, they're going for 0-0 again. Mm-hmm. Turn back to a defensive team. But 3-1 against is it Cardiff? Cardiff, yeah, was a really good result.
And it beats the Welsh. I always am pleased with the scenario. So.
Well, I don't like to say that, but yes.
I do. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think they should do well against Fulham, and they've got some good matches coming up. They've got a good tight
squad. You'll be in London
now.
At the same time, Jenny, so tip
I will,
the
along with all the Irish coming over for the rugby match, so I'm glad I've booked a seat.
There you go.
I'm going to take a taser, I think.
Jenny might be joking, or maybe not. Exactly. You never know. Rob, how do people subscribe to the paper edition of Fly Me to the Moon? Because obviously the podcasts are great fun. They normally accompany the packages that are there, but I think the next one is The Wolves.
It's... That's right. It's a week's time. It's a Friday match. Yeah. I'm thinking that it's probably too late to subscribe because there's only three
Do
back.
Do not get the other seven as well?
You could subscribe for all the back issues as well. But somebody asked me that this week and I thought, can't really do a three. But yes, I obviously you can buy all of them online afterwards. But
any more Jordan covers lined up for the future?
Well, we'll have to ask Specky Get or whether Bob Fisher will elbow him out again, I don't know.
Will he go sexist? Will he not go sexist? We don't know. Will there be beefcake, cheesecake, any other kind of cake that's around? We just don't know, really. This is the decision.
Let them eat it.
I know, Jenny, you might find vex you on an evening when you're sort of contemplating, where is the future of covers these days? Where
fairy
are we
cake.
Going? Yeah, there
fairy
you go.
Cake.
Sorted.
So if you get in touch with, just go to the website, fmttm.com, click on subscribe or click on fanzine shop, or email me at robshrug@gmail.com.
And people can obviously still support Ben as well by going online to, is the best way of finding out his details. Just Google Ben Smith.
Yeah, 401 challenge, I think it is.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Which makes sense because 401, 401 marathons.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I think we're back again probably next week, actually.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
For the Wolverhampton game. So great news as far as that's concerned. Jenny, would you like to lead us in that rounding seven word conclusion to the actual piece? A one, a two, a three?
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.